And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 14th of May, 2025. May 14th is International Chihuahua Appreciation Day. Humans have had pet dogs for thousands of years. In fact, archaeology suggests 12,000 years. And it is an agreed-upon fact that dogs were the first animals to be kept as pets by humans. Ancient Greeks and Romans were known to openly mourn the loss of a dog, inscribing tombstones for their lost companions. Ancient Egyptians kept dogs as pets and often named and buried them with their owners. Chihuahuas are named after the Mexican state of Chihuahua and usually grow to between 3 to 6 pounds, making them the smallest breed of dog in the world. Chihuahuas are believed to have originated from the Techichi, a small dog kept by the Toltec people of Mexico around the 9th century AD. Chihuahuas were quite rare until the early 20th century. They have a loving disposition, but they tend to be mistrustful of strangers and are constantly alert for any danger. Chihuahuas prefer warm climates and don't fare well in the cold. They have fast metabolism, which makes them shiver when they get nervous or excited. Remember, if you decide to make an animal a part of your family, always adopt, don't shop. The month of May is National Vinegar Month. Vinegar is made by fermenting something past the point of an alcoholic drink until it's acidic. As far back as 5000 BC, the Babylonians were believed to have fermented palm dates to create both palm wine and palm vinegar. This was most likely the first instance of pickling to preserve foods to eat at a later time. 7,000 years later, this is still one of vinegar's most useful properties. From 700 to 400 BCE, the most popular beverage in ancient Greece was oxycrit, a mix of vinegar, honey, and water, and was known as the drink of the people. The ancient Greek physician Hippocrates prescribed vinegar for multiple illnesses, from an ear infection to a skin rash. Vinegar also makes an appearance in the Bible as the poor man's wine, offered to Jesus Christ at his crucifixion. By the late Middle Ages, vinegar making turned into a professional process in Europe. Most famous among these was the French city of Orléans, whose vinegar making method became well known. People began to experiment with vinegar varieties. Malt vinegar, initially called allegar in its home country England, developed, and the Italians gave us balsamic vinegar. In the 1830s, the government of Vienna, faced with the outbreak of cholera, issued a provision that all items, food, clothing, and hands had to be carefully sanitized with vinegar. Research suggests that vinegar has beneficial health properties, including antimicrobial and antioxidant effects. From cleaning to cooking to hair care to being a chemical-free insect repellent, vinegar can do it all. This super versatile product is not only eco-friendly, but it's also easy on the pocketbook. May is also National Salad Month. Don't settle for boring salads any longer. To any assortment of greens, add both raw and roasted vegetables, beans or lentils, olives or capers, sprouts, rice, quinoa, or other grains, fruits like apples, oranges, or grapes, and a tasty vegan dressing. The amount of fiber, protein, phytonutrients, and antioxidants will have your insides singing. The sky's the limit. Go crazy and start enjoying everything but the kitchen sink salads. And here is a nursery rhyme for today, Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Up Jack got and home did trot as fast as he could caper to old Dame Dob, who patched his knob with vinegar and brown paper. Jack and Jill by Mother Goose. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that there's plenty of flavor in the plant-based diet.